Calling all units, calling all units. Donut Shot has a fresh dozen. Go ahead and take a 1040.
Welcome back, sir.
Thank you so much, my brothers. We made some big noise last time I was on here.
Big noise. How many millions of you would you say you accumulated?
Probably about 5.2 million with these two fine gentlemen.
Wow. Just from the stuff on your channel that you
that he filmed right here in this studio, so we could take credit for that.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, wait a minute. I got to check our algorithm and see if we got it on ours.
This guy's bringing bangers. He's you know what? Maybe we could make you the official guest getter.
The booking agent.
Yeah. Big number guest getter?
Yeah.
I don't know. So you're here. Today you're not the guest.
Nope.
You're introducing the guest.
Yep.
Well, let me tell everybody when they're out. Welcome back to the Donut Shot Podcast. We're broadcasting from Feds Apparel Studio. You can go to Feds Apparel for all your uniform needs. You can even buy one of my shirts there. Now that we got that out of the way. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's up, everybody? How's it going? Hey, Dave.
What's up, big dog?
What's up, Dave? Welcome back. You want to tell me why you're sitting in that chair right there?
Well, first of all, you guys are my boys, and I love being on this show. But I got a really special buddy that I've been friends with for a couple of years, and he just came down to visit me for the first time. And I wanted to introduce him out to the world. Really another amazing human being. I got lucky when I met my friend Richard Flaherty. Might have got lucky, met another incredible human being doing the impossible. So a couple of years ago on social media, for my Giant Killer book about the smallest soldier, I got contacted by a gentleman named Elmer Miller. Me and Elmer just, you know, shot the shit, emails up and back, you know, talking. Ended up finding out not only is he a little person, but he's also in the Amish community. And he was kind of looking to kind of make the transition to get out and test out the world and see what's out there for him and do bigger things. So we just kept in contact for a couple of years, and you know, he told me, I think it was about a year and a half ago, he left the Amish world. He was going kind of up and back, which is a big, you know, it's a big change, and I don't know that much, and I'm really happy I can bring him on to kind of educate, you know, me and hopefully your audience, but we'll see, you know, we'll see what his transition is like and how difficult, and because. I'm learning here, too, on the job.
As a disclaimer, you don't know that much, and I know even less than you. But today, we're going to learn, and I can't wait to find out. I'm very interested in this conversation that we're going to have, and we're going to learn some of the things that are some of the transitional things and some things that are new. I guess it's like you, I mean, I don't know. Again, I don't know anything. I'm ignorant to the world. But maybe like you're stepping out into of a time capsule or something. You're like, hey, what's all this? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like that. Yeah, there's a couple movies like that.
But
this will also be the first episode where we ever have someone introduce a guest.
That's right.
Like as if it's a real show. Like
I think Chris Gall.
So I was explaining that to him. We did have Chris Gall's, but I don't think he introduced him.
Touche.
You referenced Chris Gall's, and he walked randomly the walked in the
we
background.
We gave you a microphone.
Oh yeah, like a free safety. I'm going to roam back there.
That's
so,
right.
Without any further ado, I want to introduce my friend Elmer. And he'll take it from here.
And the studio audience is clapping because we have a studio audience.
Yay! Bring out Elmer!
Hey, what's up, guys? Just so you know, we created a Donut Shop Podcast Clips channel. Just clips, meat and potatoes, some of the best parts of each of our episodes are going to be over on that channel. You can go check it out. Hit the link down in our description. Like, follow, and subscribe. All the stuff over on that channel, too. Help us out.
You ready? Are we in?
We're in.
Welcome
in.
To the show, you wascally wabbit. That's Elmer Fudd.
I was like, what are you doing?
It's Elmer Fudd. What's up, Elmer? How you doing, man? Nice to meet you.
Good. How are you?
Good.
And welcome.
That's Justin. We met off camera. I didn't tell Justin I was doing the Elmer Fudd thing.
I'm like, what is he doing?
But Dave was laughing in the background.
Yep.
You know who Elmer Fudd is?
I get called Elmer Fudd all the time.
There you
I have
go.
A lot of friends can be like, hey, Elmer Fudd, what's up?
Yeah. Yeah. So... welcome to the show. Very interesting character, you know, the story that you have behind you. And we're interested when he spoke to me over the phone, he told me a little bit and I was like, man, I would love to have him if he wants to join.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. So want to tell us a little bit about your story, about where it all started?
Well, years ago when I was, my father had a huge farm.
Mm-hmm.
And he also did a lot of produce, vegetables, and as a little kid, I was always out there picking vegetables and stuff, you know, and then I see an English guy pull up and buy and stuff, and as I got older, I keep watching, and I'm like, man, that's interesting how they drive and go down the road. Yep. I'm like, someday I'm going to do that, too. And,
so whereabouts was this farm?
So that's up in Rensselaer Falls, New York.
Oh, so okay, upstate so New York?
Upstate New York.
Yes.
Yeah. It's actually about, with a car, it's about 17 minutes from the border.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Canada.
I used to go camping upstate New York by the Adirondack Mountains up there. Is that around
the area? Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yep. A little place called Rollins Pond.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Yeah, it brings back good memories up there. Very beautiful up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and it's, and if you're out in the woods, it's a little secluded too, right? It's like you're out from, so making my statement earlier, maybe a little more true. So you would see people come up in a car and you're like, man, I would, one day I want to drive that car and move like them. And why is that? What were you driving around?
I was always driving a horse and buggy behind a, you know, stinky old horse on the road.
I see you're clean shaven. Did you have a beard at one point?
Yeah, I had a beard.
Oh, really?
I had a little goat beard, you know, about that long.
All right.
And long hair down here, right below the ears, was my hair was cut straight, and then front here was cut straight. Mm-hmm. We could not curl them, or you had to keep them straight. That was their Amish rule.
So natural.
Yeah.
Natural straight.
Yeah.
And that's, like you just said, Amish rule or part of the community, the religion, the way it's based to have that beard and to have the straight haircut.
Yeah, that was their religion, their belief.
Okay. So now, because now I got a little bit of where you're from a farm, you used to see, and you called them English, right? Is that the term for us folks here?
Yeah.
Maybe not me. I'm south of the border.
That's what the Amish call us out here.
Oh.
They call me. Yeah, we're in English. We're driving cars and stuff. Anybody driving a car, they call English people.
Ah.
Okay.
So, all right. So, Amish. What is that? Is that a religion?
That's basically a religion. Years ago, they originally left the English people, if you may say so, and they start out as a cult, and they fought the government, they fought everybody, and then finally, they had made a rule that if they help pay in tax and pay school tax, the law, the government will leave them alone. And so that's how they all started out, and they started, and they still do it today. Like, they pay school taxes and stuff like that for English school taxes, so that way they can have their own schools. Basically, they start out kind of as a cult, if you may say so, and then they call themselves, they're the Amish.
Yeah, so are you born into that? Can one convert? Have you ever had anyone convert to your community? Would you call it a community?
Yeah. Amish community.
Yeah.
We had one guy that years ago I heard when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to go from, I was an English guy, tried to go from there to Amish. And then what happened is that he was doing good. And then finally this one girl he liked very well, he ended up raping her. And so they... after that, there's like they won't let anybody, an English person, come back. Now, if I was actually trying to get back in, I could get back in, but it would take a couple years to get in because you got to let your hair grow out and everything. It'd be a very tough situation.
Gain the trust.
I want to get
trust of the community.
I want to get into that, but I want to unpack something first. You said that this guy came in and then he raped the lady. So, what do you do? Who do you report that to? Is there like an Amish police?
So being that is a good point. That goes to the elders. They have like four different levels of it, kind of like it's out here in the English world.
Mm-hmm.
But you have the bishop and the couple elders, and there's another one lower than that. They're all a little different step, but they're basically doing the same thing. So let's say you get in trouble and you saw what he did or whatever, you go report to the bishop, and then the bishop have to take your word, and he goes and talks to you and find out the rules. They kind of figure out, investigate the thing. Then when it all, they have a lot different levels of punishment. Certain stuff, like if it's pretty bad, you get shunned.
What's shunned? Like,
shunned is basically you don't do any business with anybody. You're gonna sit with any Amish people. You gotta, whenever you're sitting in the table and stuff, you have to sit back in the corner, eat by yourself, and you cannot have any meals or anything. And when you're shunned, you cannot, if you're the guy that shunned, you cannot hand anything to the other person. But the other person can give you some. Basically, they cannot take a cup of coffee from the bad guy, you know.
So, okay, so.
And how long is that punishment going for?
It all depends. It could be 2 weeks. It could be 2 months. It kind of depends on what.
Now, so in the English world, we might call that timeout.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's a little bit like timeout.
Yeah, it really is, kind of.
Okay.
Would you go, so for something as rape, would you ever go out of your community and maybe talk to the English law enforcement if there's something, a murder or something like that? I don't know if you've ever heard of anybody being murdered in the...
Not very often. Something like that, they would, the law would step in.
Yeah. So, but outside of that, maybe somebody stole something. Would that be grounds for, you're saying shunning?
Yeah. You steal anything, doesn't matter what it is, if it's called steal or you took something and you did intentionally, you'd be shunned for, if it's, it doesn't matter, you steal a hammer, little thing, you'd be shunned for 2 weeks or maybe even more. If you did intentionally because you didn't like the dude or something like that, you'd be shunned.
What about fighting? Fist fights.
Oh, fist fight, yeah. They, young boys, they get into that sometimes.
Yeah.
Not so much older men, but if they do get in fist fight, they get shunned. And they will actually make it kind of like a probation time. They'll get shunned for a couple weeks, and then they might tell them, if we catch you from this time to this time, then it's going to get serious.
There's a bigger punishment in store.
Yeah, like longer period of time.
And so, I mean, we kind of maybe assuming that some people understand it, that this community is based on faith through Christianity, right?
Yeah.
It's a Christian-based faith, Jesus.
Yeah, based on Jesus, God.
Okay.
All right. I'm still in the I'm trying to get the shunned in the house.
I'm sorry. I didn't.
So,
Nick wants to know how much shunning he's going to receive.
Well, because I'm trying to figure out what is considered, bad in that community to where you get shunned, right? So if you get shunned 2 weeks for fist fighting, so where am I dialing back? What am I getting a day for? If I'm what about if I snuck in some whiskey and then
took a
little nip off the top there. What about that?
Yeah, if you get caught with that, that's a pretty good one. You might get shunned for a month because they don't want you to. Now, that being said, you can when you're over 18, when you're married, you can have some wine. You can have brandy,
okay,
like ginger brandy stuff.
Yes, yes.
Or you can have and then when you join the church, you're 18, you can ask your parents if you're sick. You can only take it when you're sick, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like that. You cannot...
Like medicine or...
Yeah, kind of like a medicine purpose, a brandy, but you cannot just go and drink a whole bottle full and sing, hey.
But what if you're really sick?
Then you better hope the dad is on your side.
So, okay, I'm trying to dial it back. What's a day? What would you say an offense for 1 day of being shunned? Or does it even get down to that minimum?
Oh, no, it don't. It goes either 2 weeks. Because what they do is you get shunned and you get called out in the church in front of everybody that's joined the church.
Mm.
And being that they cannot go outside that church to talk about it. It have to stay in that church, and only the ones that are 18 or above that join the church. And then, once he gets called out, he has to get up and leave. And then, 2 weeks later, they go around and they ask everybody that joined the church if it's good if he comes back in the church.
Oh, so they gotta get approval.
2 week at least minimum, and then above.
Ah,
yeah.
See, I'm
and then when you get shunned, everybody just. They look at you like, hey, this is now, a bad dude.
What happens in the walls stay in the walls. However, the little birds whisper sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
I knew it.
Yep, especially there's just like everything. I mean, I'm a huge family of, there was 15 of us.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I was the only dude that wasn't 5 foot, but...
Mm-hmm.
I still had a big heart.
So they would say, hey, did you hear what would be a name? What's a typical name for?
Typical name is like John or Levi. Okay. There's a lot of John and Levi's, I would say.
So did you hear what Levi did?
Especially once you join the church, they don't talk a lot about it, but they do. They're like, hey, did you hear about what he did? Yeah, he got caught, you know.
Yeah. It seems... Everything seems in line with maybe like just normal society rules. You mm-hmm. fight, you get in trouble. I'm trying to find something that maybe drinking is one thing, but something on the inside that we as English, now I'm English, by the way. Did you know that? We as English might not see as such a big deal. You understand? I'm trying to find that little, maybe one thing in the Amish community that they find like, oh, you cannot wear your hair in a bun. Or something like that, you know? What do you think now that you've been, now that you left the community, can you maybe find something like, hey, that wasn't really that big of a problem. I don't know why they had the problem. What is that?
That's cutting your hair. Big deal.
Yeah.
That's a big, big deal. Hmm. In the Amish, the girls, the women, they don't cut their hair. It's got to grow out, however, and they cannot shave. Doesn't matter. If they have a couple of whiskers coming out.
I was going to say, head to toe, they're not allowed to touch hair.
No shaving.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm just putting it out there. I'm just saying what everyone's thinking. I know Dave's back there. He's like, ask about down low.
Yeah. Yeah. Ask him about down low.
You see?
Yeah. So, there ain't no shaving going on.
No
shaving. But like you said, like, you know, women as they age and go through menopause and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm sure that you see that, right?
Start to spring here and there, and then off they go.
Yeah.
Okay. That's very, very interesting. So cutting the hair, that would be something that...
Yeah, and then the guys, they can...
Has anyone cut the hair? No,
they don't. Every now and then, one guy will get in trouble. Maybe cut his hair a little bit too short, his ears start sticking out. When that ear starts sticking out, you better hope it grows fast.
Oh, so but you can cut it, just not to a certain length?
Yeah, it's got to be certain lengths. It's got to be just below your ears and straight all the way around.
Mm. How do you get it so straight?
You get an eyeball or something. And it's just by eyeball. You want to try to be straight as you can, and then most time they're good with that. They try not to be too picky. But then the men or the boys, before they get married, once they join the church... They can, they have to let it grow out about the lengths you got right
now.
Joined at the church.
I'm working my way.
Then they cannot have their mustache either.
Oh, no.
No mustache, and they got to have it shaved and then the beard fully grown out. And then once they're married, they cannot trim, period. Doesn't matter, it grows like a billy goat beard, whatever. That's just it.
Wow.
All right, and this is the last thing on the shun thing, because I know I've been milking the shun thing. I just as a police officer, I like to know the laws.
Crime and punishment.
Yeah, I want to know what the laws are over there, and I'm sure people are interested. But give me some examples that you have seen, or maybe a bird has told you about people that have gotten shunned for, so that we can know. Is it along the lines of what we said?
Well,
anything interesting?
Yeah, there is some interesting. So in the Shauna line, I'll tell you a little story about me. What I got Shauna.
You got Shauna.
Yo.
Oh my God! Oh, and you handed me that mug. I shouldn't have taken that mug.
So I back in the days.
Well, you were a rebel,
once
weren't
I
you?
Was, yeah, I was. Yeah. I was a wild kid. Yeah. You may say so. All right. And after I turned 18. Once my father finally let me get to the youngs, let me start to the youngs, I guess. I always want a fast horse. I didn't like to have I didn't like other boys pass me and shit like that. So, while time goes on, once I turned 21, I went out and I bought me a horse. And I had I think by this time I had 3 horses by the time I got Shauna. I had one little black beauty, what's called Black Beauty. She was really fast. And it didn't matter. A guy could be riding on the horseback. I could pass him. Nice. So they came to me and they're like, "Hey, Elmer, we heard you pass this guy. You're racing this guy. Is that true?" I said, "Well, I never planned on racing, but I did pass him on a fast speed, like full throttle."
Yeah, I like and that.
So they go, "Well, they shunned me for, or they told me not to do this." And then when they actually shunned me was, they told me not to run my horses so fast. So then they shunned me.
So is that the first, off the first offense, the first time they told you, they also shunned you?
No, they told me, yeah, they gave me a warning. And then later they told me, when they come back to me, they told me, "Elmer, don't be running your horses so fast." And my horses were hanging in them reins. They were wild. These are horses that actually came off English racetracks. Mm. So I was like, okay, boys, all come. I was a year older than the rest of the boys. They come, "Elmer, what are we doing now?" I said, "Well, we're going to show them how it's done." So
rebel.
We went out and we went down to the neighbors and we also got bicycles. Mm. And we start riding bikes. Well, they found out and they're like, "Elmer, is that true that you guys are riding bicycles?" "Yeah, it is." He goes, "Why?" I say, "You guys said don't run the horses so hard."
So I got
shunned for 2 weeks. Oh. And the rest of them, every one of us got shunned for 2 weeks. And that was kind of, everybody was laughing. Like, yeah. most boys in the Amish will get caught riding a bicycle or trying something out.
So bicycles,
no go.
Yeah, you're not supposed to have a bicycle. Years ago, my grandfather had a bicycle, and back then, they were able to have bicycles with metal wheels, and then when they came and put rubber on the bicycles, they took it away from us. Hmm. Well, we boys found it out, and we're like, "Oh, you guys could ride bicycles. We're going to try it, too." And then, well, obviously, they showed us that.
So where did you get these bikes from? You guys stole the bikes?
No, we went down to the neighbors, and this English person, I'm not using names. This English person that...
they're like, "Hey, she's not see probably you in the back."
82 years old. Oh. But she would always help me out. And I told her that we want to get some bicycles. So she stopped at yard sale and pick them up. Which is, any bicycle that is better than sitting behind a horse, you know?
Well, stinky horses, he said.
Good news is, I don't think the people of your community are going to be watching this episode.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
However, you did give them up by giving them their age.
Yep.
That's all right. I don't think they care.
Yeah.
But so bicycles. So can you explain that a little bit? Because no cars, no bikes with rubber tires. So what's going on there? What's
so
the transportation?
Their rules about the no bicycle thing is like they do not like anything rubber wheels. They don't allow, unless it's hard rubber. There's air in the rubbers, and that's...
But why do you think that is? Did they ever explain that to you?
No, they never really went in. A lot of these things, they never really went in real details. A lot of them, they said, and the thing is if you questioned them, or let's say they came to me something, and I'm like, "Is that a man-made rule, or is that a Bible verse rule?" Mm. And they would always go... anything that's off the Bible rules is what they go on, the Old Testament. They will not, if you get caught reading a Bible that is written up by somebody, that's, you'd get shunned for it. So, that being said, so sometimes there was an issue where they come question you, and then they go, "Well, it's a man-made rule." So, it's kind of like, how do I want to explain? It's kind of like if you happen to arrest somebody, if you're in law enforcement, you arrest somebody with no chair restriction. Mm. Kind of the same thing, but when you brought it up, as long as you stay cool, you'll be okay. But if you happen to bring this up with a little attitude, you get punished for showing your attitude. Because
yeah, for talking
it,
back.
You're better off just walk their line. And
well, I could see why you decided to take your talents elsewhere.
So
I'm out of here.
I mean, so part of Nick's question kind of goes into, like, I mean, I have some experience with Amish. My family's from northwestern Pennsylvania, and we used to communicate with some of the communities up there. And so my aunt had a young lady that would clean her, you know, was one of her maids, and they would do that for money. And so at the time, it was explained to me, like, you know, they horse and carriage, and they don't use vehicles, but they definitely most certainly don't drive vehicles. But in that community, they had a little more allowance where they would allow the young ladies to ride in a car.
Yep.
Even though, I mean, car's a car, you know, if the philosophy behind it is maybe you can't use something internal combustion, man-made, you know, you have to be more natural or use something more basic than a car. But they were allowing these young ladies to travel out in a vehicle.
Yeah. So there's probably, I'm going to just throw a number out there. There could be 30, 50 different Amish. So there's a lot of different levels of Amish, like stricter, and some can do a little more. This one can actually have a couple screw guns. That one can have a tractor, but it got to be metal wheels. And that one, It goes on and on.
So there's a varying spectrum or scale to people's belief system in the community.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's what's always very interesting. There's a different respect of that, but they all have the same Bible. They all believe in same God, you know.
Is there like times where they meet up or people meet up and discuss some traditions and stuff? It's like, hey,
to the elders.
These guys are no bikes still.
Yeah. There is. There's like the elders.
Yeah.
So the elders are basically, they're the rules, they're the law in the Amish kind, if you may say so. And they will get together and they will be like, hey, there's a new thing came out for me, for an instance.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one.
Oh, they're waiting for you to call.
So, they are definitely going to talk about this podcast.
I just turned 21.
Yeah.
And they took it away from me. I turned 21 while sitting on Amish bucky, and when it starts raining, you want an umbrella up. It's raining in front of the bucky. So
you're saying buggy?
Buggy.
Yep, horse and bucky.
Okay, all right.
So I decided this. I saw this umbrella at a store. I walked in at a dollar store. I see this umbrella. I open it up. Had one clear sheet in it. So I'm like, wow, that guy was smart, invented that one. Because now I can see through the umbrella.
Yeah.
So I bought this thing, didn't even think nothing off it. The door I go, well, not more than 2 weeks, somebody seen me with this umbrella because I could see through. I didn't think nothing of it. They came in the driveway, and I'm like, what the hell do they want now? So they come in, and they talk to me about it, and they ask me if I have this new umbrella. I said, yeah, I do, and showed it, and they said, yeah, you can't have that. We can't read in the Bible about it, but this is not allowed. This is not an old-time umbrella anymore. They try to keep everything, like, back in the 1800s. They don't like new things.
Progress.
Just, yeah, exactly.
A regular umbrella, a black basic umbrella, is allowable.
It's just a basic umbrella. But now to get back to your about riding in cars and stuff, like the way I grew up, we could only ride in cars if emergency. Mm-hmm. Let's say you're headed to the bus line, you had a breakdown, and your one of your relatives died or something, you're going for a funeral, you could quick grab a driver and take you there. Or let's say your wife is having a baby or a hospital emergency, you could always call a driver up and have you take it there.
Okay.
You mentioned baby. Babies are more or less in the community, born in the community, right?
Natural.
You'd be more of a natural in-home, a home birth, versus going to a hospital, except for cases where just...
Yeah, you know, if they...
Trying to keep people alive sometimes.
Yeah. My mom was a midwife, and she was all over. They would come and pick her up or whatever, let her know, and a lot of them she'd take care of it. And then, but now there's also more, because midwives are hard to come by. There's more and more Amish people, and there's it's harder for them to, there's not a lot of them want to do the midlife work. So they do more, being more born in the hospital.
Is there like a training for that, or do you just he's a girl, and he's going to go. He has to train with the midwife now and kind of shadow what they do?
Yeah, kind of. That's how they kind of do it. And plus, also, when they like when it's if a mother's going into that, somebody that have a lot of experience. My mom had 15 kids, so. Mm. And we're all like a year apart or a year and 2 months apart.
Is my sound a little weird? Because it's going a little weird on my train of thought. Are you guys all born about the same birthday?
No. So
it's not that one time
my
of year.
My brother Levi was born in March, beginning of March. I was born the next year, end of March. Huh. And then my next sister, younger than me, was born in April, and then the next one was born in August. So it was couple seemed like every year, and a little bit past a year, there was one born.
What about
sex? You got to do that. You got to do that to make children.
He said, "I don't know if the microphone's picked it up, but sex. But obviously, it seems like you have to be married in order to engage in those type of activities."
Yep.
Yeah.
They obviously, the way I grew up in the Amish, we had to, you were allowed to go out every 2 weeks to go date a girl. So what they would do is...
Date a girl in the community or outside the community?
No, in the community. It had to be the same church. You couldn't go over to the next church where it's a little bit different. It had to be the same
church. Date every 2 weeks. I think my wife would appreciate that if we could actually have a date every 2 weeks. No, I'm just kidding.
What do you mean by date is take them out to eat or hang out with them?
Hang out with them. So the way they do it in, the way they do it in the Amish, they one guy will, let's say you want to see a girl. Mm-hmm. You would go ask a guy that you trust that's going to keep his mouth shut, not run his lips, that he would take you to the girl you want to see and go up and ask, and she says yes or no. And then if she says yes, you get to spend the night with her. And
what kind of night? Like you, hang out?
Yep, hang out.
Any touchy-feelies?
You can hawk him. And
what's hawk him?
You can hiss. Give him a hawk.
You're still working. Yeah. Your ears are still working on the accent.
Yeah.
My accent is.
Yeah, I heard that. I'm trying. I'm listening. So you can hug.
So you can hawk him and you can kiss him, but that's as far as you're gonna go.
Where do your hands go when you hug? Up top, shoulder blades.
Yep.
Booty cheeks.
Nope.
Oh, lower back.
Yep. Up around.
What about right where that curve? It's not their butt yet. But it's like right there. You
where
know
the dimples are sometimes.
Nope. You might be getting in too far down.
I'm sure it's happened, though.
I don't remember in my Amish that it ever happened. But although I know my uncle's son, different, a little higher, different Amish, he had plans to get married in August.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a feeling it's the reason I knew this boy. And... Well, for something happened, there was a death or a funeral, something came up, so it prolonged their wedding 3 months later.
Oh.
Well, she started. The girl ended up being pregnant.
It's a miracle!
Yeah, they both got Shonda for a little bit.
Yeah, I would think it's grounds.
By the time the wedding was, you could see she's pregnant. Oh. There was no hiding it.
That funeral screwed everything up.
Well, I think I want to continue rolling. We're in such a good groove. What about the because you mentioned the midwife, and I'm going to get off the sex stuff, the food and the medicine. Going to the medicine stuff first.
So
where do you guys get the medicine? You're able to go to the store, buy Tylenol or anything like that?
Yeah, they were able to buy some of that stuff, but like my mom was very good with medical medicine. I can barely say that word.
Medical medicines. Yeah.
Well, she was good with that stuff. We live off the land as much as we could. Mm. There was like
my wife would like to be Amish. She likes to live off the land.
Nice. But there was burdock. Like burdock is very good. Plus, like if I get a cut or something, my mom would put salt on it in the cut, in the wound.
Isn't that painful?
Yeah, but
it's the saying. You put salt in the wound, it's gonna sting.
Yeah, if you put it on the first 5 minutes, you're okay. It won't hurt hardly. Oh. But if it hits 10 minutes or 20 minutes, now you're talking some serious pain.
Oh. Salt.
Yeah.
So salt So what else? What else?
And burdocks, burdocks. So if, let's say, you break a leg or something.
Yeah.
I had my left leg broke one time. Flew off a horse on the blacktop.
Oh, I wonder why.
And probably going.
Yeah, we just
that.
Heard a story of racing. Yeah.
So, I had Well, I broke the leg, so the doctor gave me some stuff. I went in and did a checkup on it, and he
actual
said, "Yeah,
actual hospital."
Yep, actual okay. hospital. Mm-hmm. And he goes, "Yeah, it's broke." He goes, "You got three options. You can put a mobilizer on, or put a cast on, or put pins in." So, but he said it's everything is in place still. I'm like, okay. He gave me some liniment stuff to use. I went home and I wrapped it with burdock leaves.
Burdock leaves.
Yeah, you want to find the healthy burdock leaves. Pull the main stem out of it, and you put it on for about 20 minutes at a time. The first time, not more than 20 minutes.
Why is that?
It can actually, it'll be by 20 minutes, it'll be pulling so hard, pulling pain out of it, infection out of it, that you can barely stand it. And when it's more than 20 minutes, well, it can go up to 2 hours. Some, it's different. 20 minutes is pretty safe to say. But if you it's too long on there, you can actually burn your skin.
I was going to say, skin probably starts eating away at the skin.
Yeah, it can actually burn it if it's too long. And I healed my leg with... Three weeks later, I went back, and the doctor looked at me. He goes, "What are you doing?" And I didn't want to tell him what I'm doing because I thought I'm in trouble. And yeah, he goes, "I never seen a leg heal that fast." He said, "You got to start bending that leg." So then I'm like, okay, I use burdock. He said, "You keep doing exactly what you're doing."
Wow.
6 weeks, I was walking on that legs with no crutches.
Wow. So, you looking up what burdock is?
It's a
we don't have it down here.
Native to Europe and Asia, several species have been widely introduced worldwide. Burdock's clinging properties, in addition to providing excellent mechanisms, this is about seed disbursement. It looks kind of like a, it has kind of like a, like a seed pod or whatever, and it looks like it almost looks like those things down here that get attached to your clothes.
Stickers. Yeah, they do.
They have like little stickers.
Yep, that... you make a ball and you throw at somebody, it's gonna stick.
Close up. But then there's a big wide leaf.
I wonder if those are like itchy balls.
There's like a big wide leaf that looks similar to like a tobacco leaf or something like that.
Yes,
and that's how you're describing. You probably wet it and you use it to wrap it, and then the and like the enzymes and stuff come out of it.
So amazing. Great.
Get ready, Nick. Next time you have a headache, sir, he's going to have some of this already to wrap your head.
It help with your head?
I'm not very good with some of that. My mom would know so many. I wish I remembered more.
What about like a toothache or something?
So you can, if you have a toothache and you're over 18, you're allowed to put a little chinch of brandy on that.
My teeth hurt. Yep. So if you, and if you don't put the brandy, then what about like a cavity?
You would, if your tooth really ate, you'd go have, they have Amish dentists that pull them. Okay. And if he can't do it, and you're allowed to go to the hospital and have them pulled.
All right.
But so, yeah, most times for their dentistry, they'll just pull a tooth if it's gone rotten or if it's okay.
It's a whole different.
What about toothpaste?
Yeah, they use some toothpaste.
Like Crest or an Amish version of that?
What they try to do is they use sodium and water.
Okay.
They try to use sodium and water and do it that way. There are some they can use it, but we were told you don't use that. It's not healthy.
I'm working my way down now. What about when you do the number two, the poo-poo, the caca?
Nick's favorite thing to talk about.
What are we wiping with?
So, yeah, they have toilet paper.
All right.
Obviously, us boys always had... papers that show up in the mail, just old butches and stuff you use. But they do have toilet paper, and you have an outhouse a little ways away from the house.
Okay.
And
the outhouse,
so it's
a hole in the ground.
So it's
hole
not in necessarily the ground, indoor plumbing and stuff.
It's not.
It's a little more 1800s.
Well, that's
style.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is.
That's what I'm alluding to now is everything that you're painting, I'm imagining like wood houses, and I'm imagining there's no AC, no central air conditioning.
Little house on the prairie.
Things like that. Can you describe some of your house?
Yeah. So in the house, you would have, obviously we had, for our water, we had little hand pumps hooked up to the well, pump it in. And we had no ACs and no TV. None of
that's
no
probably
electricity.
Why there's not a lot of Amish in Florida because it's freaking hot.
Super hot.
Yeah, they would not. I don't believe they would allow the Amish down here because of the heat, because of danger of having a stroke and stuff. And plus, they also with snakes and alligators, and that's just so much more. If they were to get bite, it takes so much longer to go in the hospital if they can live somewhere else without that.
More dangerous wildlife here.
Like, well, they got bears over there.
They have, like, in the house, like, now they have rules about every house. The way our Amish was, every house is, like, built, I want to say 32 by 40, and always trying to have a full porch in the front of the house. And the outside, you can have vinyl siding. If you don't have access to cedar shakes or whatever, whatever color you want. And then the inside, you have to have hardwood floor. If you buy an English house, you got to go in and cut all the wires off and get rid of the outlets, plug-ins, and re-drywall it, rip the linoleum out, whatever's there.
So you guys can you can live in an English community?
Yeah.
So you guys can go and then get in the middle of a neighborhood, boom, and it's just you guys living in that community.
Yep. But if let's say now, if they want to live down here in Florida or something, what they do is they pick three men in the church, three wealthy men that are very well educated, that are like 50, 60 years old. They'll send them down and check out the water source, check out, they'll go look, talk to the local police department. They'll talk to see what's there and what the law is, what required and stuff like that to see if they could make it.
Kind of scout out
when you when you say wealthy men, like so
men that are
I'm trying to find the source of income. Income sounds like you're not allowed to go work at a Walmart.
No.
So income, where does the income come from?
So a lot of them, well, right now a lot of them, they're from shipping milk or farming. Like at home we had it was shipping milk and produce and farming. My father had like 100 head, and he'd sell every fall. He'd try to sell about 30 head of cows, heifers that are bred but not freshened yet. And they'll, at the time they're bringing like $1,800 a piece. But if you don't go, most of your bills come shopping, buying seeds, stuff like that. A little bit of gas, not much.
Yeah. No, I can imagine that. Yeah.
So it's old world. 1800s. You know, you got livestock, you got crops that you're selling. You're producing some of that stuff, being the milk and everything like that. So,
yep. Yeah. And we had also sugar woods, where we'd have about 400 gallons of syrup, and that syrup we would sell, and that would pretty much pay for all our summer seeds that my father. He owned 400 acres, I think, at the time.
You still have connections with, like, that? Because I can imagine any produce that comes from your community is going to be, like, organic.
Yeah.
No pesticides, things of that nature.
Yeah, no spray, none of that stuff.
Yeah, so it's really
good. I mean,
good.
Like I mentioned before, my family being in northwestern Pennsylvania, we had, you know, relationships with the Amish in the area, and they would have auctions every summer, and they do a lot of great woodworking.
I was going to say chairs.
It was a lot of, you know, like this nice seated table that we have made here.
He's probably judging us for this table.
Yeah. It looks awesome.
It was really, you know, so like, you know, we've had chairs, you know, rocking chairs on our porch and stuff. And so they would produce a large amount of those, and then they would have an auction, and they would auction off probably, which I didn't know about. They may have auctioned off livestock at the time, but they would always have, you know, a lot of crafts, you know, that maybe the English world considers, you know, special, but they're just day-to-day stuff that the Amish lived with and used. And they're pretty much like, hey, let's use this to generate some money to the English people. They're going to buy it. And we definitely got some bomb-ass donuts from them. They used to make a big sleeve of a dozen hot, fresh Amish donuts. And I know when my cousins would come home with those, they were gone pretty quick.
I guess it makes sense now, because you know what an Adirondack chair is?
Yeah. Yeah,
I guess that's where it derived from, the woodworking of the Amish, and now it's dubbed the Adirondack chair.
Yep.
Well, I know we haven't taken a break, but I have to do pee-pee. I gotta go visit the outhouse. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the compare and contrast of the world you just left as to what you're now. You're hanging out with this animal over here, Dave, and I know he's showing you around, so I want to get that compare and contrast between the two and continue this conversation. With that being said,
we'll be right back.
Okay.
If you want to work at a place where the leadership is on the same page as the PBA, which is on the same page as the troopers, go to beatrooper.com. Come be one of Florida's finest, and know that you work at a place where we support you and we love you and we appreciate you.
Are you a police officer? Do you work at a police department that is hiring? Well, guess what? This is the opportunity in a lifetime for you. You could be featured on a Donut Shop podcast commercial break, letting us know that your department is hiring. So if you're interested in recruiting on the podcast for free, go to www.donutshoppodcast.com, go to the contact us portion of the website, and then you can submit your info there. Remember, it's for free. Let's get back to the show.
And we're back.
Okay.
Welcome back. All right. So, how did it feel going to a restroom right here in the building and not have walk across the street? Just kidding. Just a joke.
Yeah.
So, we're back, man. And so far, so good. I know there's going to be tons of comments asking questions and everything. So, this is our first podcast, but I want to have you back. What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
Did you think one day in those fields, I say fields because I'm in my head, this is what I see, that you were looking at that car and saying, man, I want to drive one of those one day, and I want to be on a podcast?
Yeah.
I never thought that I'd be on a podcast. I never thought I'd be on a TV or anything like that. I'm like, that's just way above me.
Yeah.
I think like way up here, but I'm down here.
No. You're a star, my friend, and I think this is just the beginning. To let you know that. Well, Jay.
Yeah.
You got anything?
No. That's
I'm
good.
About to get into it.
All I was going to do was lead you into what you were going to get into. But
go ahead.
There.
What am I going to do?
You're there.
What are we going to talk about?
You said before the break that you were going to talk about the transitional life from Amish life into what you've said is the English life for the outside world.
So before we get into all the way the extremes, is there anything that you carried over? Any stuff that you carried, or how about this? What made you want to leave the community?
Well, the way things are changing, and it's becoming harder and harder in the Amish. Up in my area, traffic is faster, more accidents and stuff. And I'm just, finally, when I decide that I want to leave, I was like, yeah, I gotta leave because of everything going on. And in the Amish, they were having problems where some elders got in trouble for pushing rules that were not allowed to be pushed. Like making stuff up and trying to say we have to follow by when they didn't have Bible verse stuff. And then I was also a farrier in the Amish. And then
what's that?
Putting shoes on the feet.
Oh, okay. So, like a blacksmith.
This guy, always with the horse. The horses are his downfall.
You were in the stables.
Yeah, I was putting shoes on, stuff like that. Well, I was always getting into the horses. Finally, I owned a sawmill, and I owned a rustic furniture shop at the time, and I was getting ready for a second sawmill. Because I was not married, they came to me, and they're like, Elmer, you're going to have to sell and keep one business until you are married, because we don't want you to have that many boys working for you, because when you get too many boys together, you know what that costs.
What is that?
They tend to get in trouble. Okay. Always. So
you hang out with the dudes.
Could you maybe, looking from the outside and not on the scene, you think maybe there's like, if you become, you have two sawmills, you have a lot of people working for you, you're kind of their boss. You're kind of getting into a position of power.
Power. That's
where now I'm an elder. I'm like, who's this guy? We need to get him married because I don't want him becoming the next thing. And they're saying, hey, we are going against what you're saying. You think maybe that had something to do with it?
Exactly. I believe every bit of it. You become kind of power.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me to sell it. And stuff or they were giving me such a hard time with it. And then I'm like, one day I'm just like, you know what? I always want to go English. And I'm like, this is my time. Well, I sold the stuff and I left the Amish, and I decided I'm gonna. I left a note. I gave all my horse and buggy and everything I gave to my younger brother.
That's nice.
I left a note that I'm leaving and stuff. And one night, middle of the night, I left.
Wow.
Is it like running away or you just kind of pack up?
Did you have plans? Or?
Yeah, I had it all planned.
And they went. They
jailbreak.
Yeah, they flipped his bed. They found like a whole map of everything, and then
they
pulled a poster down. It was a tunnel dug.
they probably checked my desk. When they opened the desk up, there was a note there where I'm.
Wow.
Wow.
So
my youngest brother was only me and him left over. He kind of knew that my father also kind of suspected it because he could tell that I'm very excited, trying to figure out what I'm going to do next because I was always full, energetic. I was out there. And so he knew, he had asked me what I'm up to. I said, I'm gonna make some changes. I'll figure it out.
Hmm.
And then, because I didn't want to give information away because...
Yeah.
So then, I went to my, I ran down the road to my barn where I was milking cows and had a person pick me up about 5 miles away on a dirt road.
Same person with the bikes?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Different person. This is a person that used to buy me shoes and stuff off the internet and show me how the internet works. So all this little thing.
That's what I was going to get to after that. But
he had a lot of outside influences.
Yeah, probably was bad at.
Was it somebody sitting in the podcast room over here? Let's go. We're out of here. Come on.
Come on, guy.
So then you leave middle of the night.
Yep.
This is some movie stuff. I don't know how many movies you've seen. If you're allowed to watch movies. Are you allowed to watch movies?
Now I do.
Oh, okay.
Not back in the day.
Okay, that's another thing. So this is a whole new world.
Yeah.
It's a whole new world. So you leave in the middle of the night. So we English people, we write movies about that. When we're going to leave, we're leaving the midst of the night. You grab your sack and you head out the door.
Yep.
And that's it. And then you give that one little look back. And that's the last time you see it, and you're out. Have you plans on going back, maybe?
No, I do not.
So that's it?
That's it. The only thing I do is I'll go back once or twice a year to chat with my family.
Well, that's what I mean.
Parents.
Are you allowed to come back?
I always go at night after dark because I don't want – my father's an elder. Mm. I don't want – other people drive by and they're like, hey, why is he letting Elmer in his house?
Mm.
He's in English clothes. You know, they get the rumor, making a rumor, start chirping.
Yeah,
they start talking trash. You know,
they're my parents. You know, I'm going to respect them.
Yeah, you don't want them to, you know, get shunned or get
I'm
disgraced.
Exactly. That's a good point. I just want to look out for my parents. I'm not going to do something that they get themselves in trouble.
Yeah. So you want to say hello?
Yeah.
So that's
Of course. Yeah, your parents are still there. They're still alive.
I still get my cup of coffee.
Yeah,
like my mom's coffee.
Hey. Nice. So, but that's something that you know we're saying you know the bag over the shoulder, but that's a huge decision in your life to make that, and I bet you had some butterflies or you were nervous about the decision.
Oh, I was. When I left, I was very nervous because I was worried. I was worried how I'm going to do it because I knew I won't be able to just jump in a car and drive.
Yeah.
I got to modify it. And that's where young age I figured out whatever I do, I got to modify everything. Mm-hmm. I have to be able to figure this shit out. Well, when I left, I left and then my friend picked me up, went to her house, and she's like, you sure that you're going to be gone? I said, yep, cut my hair. This is it. So she gave me a haircut, and she gave me a cut pair of jeans, hemmed it. This is the middle of the night, and then she gave me a shirt. You know I like to fish and hunt. This shirt says, fish and shut up.
This is a rebel right here, man.
You know, so I went up to Malone area, probably about 50 miles away from my parents. Worked on the farm there, and then one day, of course, the elders came and talked to me because I want to be far enough away that they don't come try and talk me to come back on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I want to be out here, do what I want to do.
Mm.
So they came and talked to me. I was riding a wheeler in my cowboy hat. I came.
Wait, what's a wheeler?
Four-wheeler.
Oh, four-wheeler. Nice.
I was riding. Yeah. I was a little green to it. I came up next to him. They're like, so we see that you tried a different life. I'm like, yeah, I did. And so you're not coming back Amish? I'm like, nope. If I'm coming back Amish, I'll come back.
Yeah.
So.
There's no ill will there, right?
No.
Like, no, it's just you wanted, this is something that you wanted to do and you believed that it was best for you.
Yeah, just because it was, for me, being my height, it's just so much easier out here in the English world because I have AC, I have heat if I need it. Mm-hmm. It's just different. So I had to, you know, every time I drive a different car, I have to modify pedals to put it on to be able to ride it and stuff like that.
So that's what I'm saying. I can imagine living in a world where it's hard to make stuff, or you have to make everything, right?
Yeah.
So you being, if you had an umbrella with a plastic thing, like you said, for your height, you might need things to help you go out throughout your life. And they were like, no. I'm assuming they're like, you can't have that because that's not the way
we
do
things. Yeah, exactly. Wow. They were even giving me, so my height, when I got my
horse, how tall
Bucky,
are you?
I'm 3'11".
3'11".
Yep.
All right.
So driving a horse and Bucky, back to that, I had my Bucky, I put the seat down lower.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it's my Bucky. Why do I put a seat on where my feet don't hit the floor
right.
for
it? Yeah, stability.
So they gave me shit at first for it, and I'm like, yeah. I said, yeah. When they came to me, I'm like, yeah, they go, we don't have no Bible verse in this about this. So I just told them, I said, look, I said, God made us all, and he called us good, and I'm going to make this Bucky that fits me.
Hey.
And I stuck to my ground. But you were taking a chance of getting punished because you're a little back, little smart mouse, you know?
Right.
But they finally allowed it because there was not much they could do about that.
Well, I think in your case, right, being that you're 3'11", 3'11", and everyone else might be an average height, right? And that's something that's not considered. The horse, feet to the ground, that's fine for everybody. But you, being that you have to, now it's the first time they're encountering this. I don't know if there's anybody else of your height that came through that you know of that they had to deal with.
Well, not that I know of. I'm the only Amish boy that went English that I know of. And that, to go back to where some of the reason why I wanted to leave, I'm like, well, if I get older, it's hard to throw them harnesses on a horse.
Yeah.
Especially if you have a ton belching, your harness is up. I had to throw that harness. There was not just lean it over a little bit because the horse is like,
yeah, well,
18 hands high.
Well, that's what I was getting at, is like, if there's no bend in the Amish community, if they're not willing to bend to accommodate some of the things that you need, then I guess you're kind of put at a decision like, man, I have to do all this stuff. You don't have to do this. I have to do this. So at this point, I think I got to take myself and leave this community to benefit myself. Am I hitting the nail
exactly.
on the head?
Exactly. Exactly. Because I was kind of, at the time, I was kind of between a rock and a hard spot because I was just, and I had to, a lot of times, you know how it feels like when you work so hard where your muscle gets so sore you can barely go?
Yes.
Guess what? Suck it up, buttercup. You got to throw that harness. That's just the bottom of the line. And I did have my father's stallion. I trained him very well. He was a Belgian, 18 hands high, and that horse, I trained him when I put the collar on. He put his head all the way to the ground. I put the collar on. Then as quick as it snapped, I believe heads up. And he put his head up. And that horse was the smartest horse.
Good horse.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good horse hooking you up.
That's good. I mean, this is good to know all this stuff and the reason why you leave. Some people might be listening. Well, what's the reason behind you leaving? Some of it wasn't your doing, right?
Yeah. A lot of it was just being the height of me.
Yeah.
It was so much harder in the Amish than it was when I see other guys, there's 5-6 feet tall, and I'm like, oh, they can hop on a buggy, harness a horse without hardly any effort.
Yeah.
And I gotta have like giant muscles to be able to throw that harness that high.
Yeah.
And it was just a lot different then.
But now I'm gonna go on the other side of the coin. It made it easier to chase those rebel dreams.
Yep.
Yep. Then it made it a little easier for you to say, well, I got to go. You guys are making me do all this fun stuff.
Yep. Yep. Now most young guys, they see me, they always wave. They have a smile on. There's here and there's a dude that will look at me and like, just give me the kind
of... So you still live in the vicinity of the Amish community?
Yeah, I still live. I have an Amish neighbor right across the road from me right now.
Oh, did they look out the curtains looking? Yeah. So how do you communicate? How does, if you're in the Amish community, do you have cell phones?
No.
No cell phones?
You have no cell phones.
What about the wired, or you guys have the dial phones?
No, none of that. Not in my community. How? Now, there is Amish out there that will have like a cell tower or something out into the driveway where they got to run out there making a phone call or something like that. But in my community, there was no cell phone.
So
no
letters?
Cell phone, period. Yep, just letters. That's it.
Handwritten letters.
And then if there was, like, obviously, let's say your horse or cow or something is almost dying. You need, if it's a worsley, something that you can still save if you get a veterinary, you could run to the neighbors or drive to the neighbors and call the veterinary up.
Okay. And so what about the pigeons with the...
I've been seeing that, and I always was amazed that the Amish didn't get into that, but they never got into that.
Oh, wow.
You're training pigeons to deliver messages.
Maybe, I'm surprised I didn't try that shit.
Perhaps maybe a falcon.
So, I've heard a couple shit bombs, and I heard a couple, hell no's. So, you've been cursing a while now, huh? Because you're inserting it perfectly into the language. So, it leads me to believe you've been cursing quite a long time.
Yeah, I've been out here for on and off. I was on and off a little while, but I've been out here for a full year. Mm-hmm. Out here for since I don't go back and forth yet.
Okay, so it was only within the last year that you left the community full time. Since that night, night.
Yeah, I did go back and forth a little bit. You know,
where did you learn the curse words? I'm stuck on the curse words. Okay. Did you guys curse when you were a kid?
We did in the Amish school. We had to learn English about, I think, in second grade. We had to start the sounds of English words and stuff like that.
Right.
Our first language is Pennsylvania Dutch.
Yeah.
It's our first language. So, that's the accent. That's why sometimes it's a little hard for me to say certain words. And I don't... sometimes it just seems like I can't freaking.
How do you say, man? This is a fun time on this show in Pennsylvania Dutch.
This isn't goody tad.
Goody tad.
Yep. This isn't goody tad.
This isn't goody tad.
It's German.
It's Dutch. What it is?
Deutsch.
Yeah, Dutch. It's Pennsylvania Dutch and German's mix. They have it so mixed, but it's a lot of words. Mm-hmm. Mixed.
Is wunderbar a word in? Because that's wonderful. In German, that's wonderful. Yeah. How do you say wonderful?
Schön.
Schön.
Schön hat. Wonderful day.
Yeah, but when you say you learn English, it's not like they're teaching you the word shit.
Where did you learn the shit? Bleep this out. Shit, fuck, bitch. Where'd you learn that?
George Carlin.
That's just
George
from, Carlin. Okay. I worked, when I first left Amish, I worked for a little bit with a construction crew.
I heard these guys talk.
Next thing I knew, I was using the same words without even trying. I was using these.
Hang out with a cop long enough, you'll figure it out too.
Yeah, because I heard you saying shit like in the perfect timing. And I was like, oh, so it sounds like you've been using that word. And then, like, when the elders leave the room, like, I'm tired of this shit.
Yeah, right? You're like, oh, shit, they didn't know that.
Shit, they're listening to me.
Oh, shit.
Oh, we're doing a lot of cursing on this episode.
Yeah, that's okay. Shit's real on this one. We're getting real. Anyways, okay, so now, do you have a cell phone now?
Yep.
Oh, and you can access the internet.
Yep.
What's some things from when you left that you were like, wow, what have you discovered out here? Is there anything that you discovered?
Oh, a lot. It amazed me how much technology is. I had no idea. Mm. It's just, I love it that I can search stuff. Mm-hmm. It's just, I can search on YouTube or search whatever I want to know. Something that I thought I know and I go on search, and there's a lot of times there's a couple different ways that you can do and I find that very amazing. Not only that, also where you can take a picture of something and send it to your buddy, or you can shit talk back and forth until he calls you up and be like, "What the?
Yeah,
what are you doing?"
What about then, FaceTime? Have you done FaceTime? You know what that is?
Like a video. Facebook.
No. It's when I video call you.
Oh,
like you can be in the car. I'll be here, and we're looking at each other talking. Have you done that?
Yeah, only through Facebook Messenger.
Okay. Oh,
but yeah, I don't have FaceTime where
you don't have an iPhone.
Normal. Yeah,
you don't
have an iPhone. I have an iPhone, but I'm not educated in it.
Oh, you have it. All you have to do is hit the little video button by the person.
It's right.
I'm going to send you my contact when we're done, and then you could hit the little video thing, and it starts videoing on the iPhone. You didn't know? Oh, he has an Android, anyways. And hold on, he's coming on. He's coming on.
Disclaimer. If he says he wants to send you a dick pic, reject.
Sorry, folks. We'll cut Dave out.
So, yeah. So, look at that. So, that's a video calling. So,
okay.
You're almost.
What
like,
other? Any other?
Yeah. Anything that intrigues you?
Technology's huge. There's a huge disparity between out here and in the culture.
There is one thing that I'd like to go in with as far as household in the Amish. As far as household in the Amish, they have, like, their window sills. Every window sills have to be same, like 4 inches wide in the bottom, 5 inches. And then their curtains have to, when they make the curtains, the top got to be like, I'm just making numbers. I'm not sure exact size, but it got to be 5/8 on the top, maybe a half on the bottom, and half on both sides. Everything in your house, like all your washboards, or some call it baseboards, your molding, stuff like that. All that stuff is all in rules. You don't just go buy a house and, hey, I want granite floor.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, you don't. You have, these are rules that they.
Uniform.
Yeah, yeah. It's Amish made rules the way they have their stuff.
That's.
And if there's a new product that comes out, you can't just be like, hey, this looks good. This is better than the other one I had. It's cheaper. You go buy that, you got to talk to the bishop first.
Have you been using Amazon?
Yep.
Amazon Prime?
Oh, I love Amazon.
Don't we all?
What's some of the most recent buys you got on Amazon?
Actually, the recent buy I bought off Amazon was a battery pack. Because I like to go hunting, fishing. I bought a battery pack. Yeah, with a solar in it. And it had four cords to plug different phones in. And it also have a flashlight. It's a survival thing because I like to go hunting, fishing. Sometimes I might spend a couple nights way back in the woods.
Oh, yeah?
So I can plug my phone in. And
so you're out there in the woods. You go with a hunting companion or are you just by yourself out there?
Just by myself. On
any close calls?
I did not. I had a close call when I was picking blackberry this summer, but
what happened there?
I was picking berries and I'm like,
bear.
Looked around and I'm like, oh, this looked like bear activity. And I'm like, boy, maybe I have courage concealed up in New York. So I just had took my pistol off. It was hot. And I'm like, I'm not caring. I'm sick of caring. I'm just going to go over here and pick a little bit. Well, and then I looked around. I heard a branch snap. I looked down. Here's a bear standing up on his back legs just looking at me.
Whoa.
So I'm like, get out of here, because I'm like, I can't run. I'm right in the middle of blackberry briar patch. I quick grabbed me a stick, and I screamed at the thing. Then he took off and ran. So then I'm like, okay. I went back, grabbed my pistol. Not that I have much of a...
Yeah, the pistol's not going to work against a bear?
It'll do its job if you don't start shoot. I think a lot of people, what happens if they don't win the case in with a pistol is they get nervous. They start shooting when the bear is still 50 yards away instead of waiting until you can actually hit the thing.
You got to have what we call down here some big cojones. That is nuts to stand and wait. As that's 50, it's 45. All right, I start shooting now. That's why they probably bang. Yep. So what do you normally hunt?
I like to hunt deer. I hunt deer and I always want to go hawk hunting, some other stuff I like to hunt. I do hunt turkey, too.
Yeah. You should do some hunting down here. They have the wild hogs. They have turkey. They have deer, yes, but it's not as big as up there. Up there, they do it to control the population a lot of times.
Right.
Because
yes.
jumping on highways and everything.
Yeah, they do. And there's so right now there's so many does that I think actually the reason people are not getting the big bucks, there's too many does.
Mm.
And but yeah, I always want to, maybe not this time, but I always want to go on a helicopter ride where they shoot hawks.
Oh, yeah.
You're strapped in and you're shooting down.
You saw that on YouTube, didn't you?
Oh, I did.
Yeah, I know. That YouTube, man, it's going to open. It opens up your eyes.
Oh, yeah, it does.
That's it's where just... I learned all this stuff. Is nice. I didn't go to school for this. And I can imagine what you're learning now on YouTube.
Yeah, there's so much. And it took, a lot of my friends were always like, Elmer, what are you talking about? When I first started texting.
Yeah.
Because I'm sending a text message, might be two English word and one Dutch word or a German word in it, you know? And so I'm like, I had to learn, try very hard when I text to make a sentence so people understand what the hell I'm talking about.
Well, I think you're doing an excellent job right now. What about Uber? Do you know what Uber is?
Yeah, I know what I... The other night I rode in an Uber. Mm. My buddy had an app. He says, Elmer, check this out. And he pulled his phone out and he got an Uber to give us a ride.
Nice.
So, yeah.
I don't want to get too far into it, but there's a thing on YouTube called Naked Yoga. Do you know what yoga is? Yoga is like stretching and everything.
Yeah, I know what.
So there's Naked Yoga on YouTube. I'm just saying, look it up.
and it's unfortunately infected one of our accounts basically because the algorithm I searched it the one time to add it into the video and now the whole splash page on our Donut Shop podcast clips plug is I'm like showing me all this naked yoga.
I thought you were searching stuff and I went on that account. But anyways, let's not get too far because so you said you wanted to go in a helicopter. You flew obviously down here, right?
I drove.
Horse and buggy.
You drove.
Oh, so you're driving now.
Yeah.
How was that experience? Did they get your license when you're Amish or no? You had it for less than a year now.
Yeah, you had to work. When I first left, I had to get my social security number. And then I had to get my social security number. Well, at first I had to find my birth certificate is what I meant to say.
Oh.
And then I had to get my social security number. I believe you have a number, but it's just not activated when you're an Amish. And the Amish don't even know that they have one.
Oh. And breaking news for all the Amish audience out there.
Did they pay any back taxes or anything?
For Jeremiah and Levi.
Levi.
Lebron Levi.
You have social security numbers. All right, so
yeah. But yeah, so then I went from there. I went, got my... did my test. I passed my test, my paper test. And then when I did the road test, I failed that one the first time. So I signed up again.
What'd you do? You hit a cone?
No, they. So I was living at the time, I was living with my buddy, David Greenwood. He was a retired Boonville cop.
Mm.
I was living with him. And he told me, Elmer, when you come up to the stop sign, you got to look a little bit longer. Make sure you're. Because I was. Quick motion, I come up to stop and look, and boom, gone.
You're fast. You just want to.
He said you
got
to be more patient when you come to stop, was more slow down and stuff like that. So I tried then. When I get back, he goes, "Yeah." He goes, "You're just too cautiously." And I'm going like 25.
Yeah.
And he said, "You're just too cautiously, and you're too nervous." He's gonna fling me, whatever. So. A little bit later, I did another one. It was hot that next day. I'm like, okay. Yeah. And I had this little geo tracker.
Oh.
And right.
So it was hot.
Was it stick shift or automatic?
Automatic.
Oh, okay, okay.
It was hot out, and I'm like, I'm going to leave everything up. Maybe he'll get in my car, and he'll be want to get right out of my car. Well, we did. Circle, awesome. And the girl goes, it was a girl. I ended up being a young girl that was riding with me, and she goes, take a left up here. So I was going to take a left. She's like, oh, no. Go right. She goes, sorry, my bad. I'm going to pass you. That was my bad. Uh-huh. So they passed me and
there you go.
I made it all the way down, you know.
All right.
And now you've driven from New York to Florida.
That's a
big drive.
Yeah, for a guy who hasn't been driving. I mean, I think you're a navigationalist that you can navigate if you're out there in the woods hunting and things like that.
If that's the thing that I had, like, in the Amish, we didn't have cell phones and stuff. Yeah. You, for me, I had to figure out the layout of the land and stuff. Like, obviously, you had maps, and that's the only thing you go off.
Yeah.
And so that having that in me, I think helped a lot. And then, well, now you have I have my phone, and I just punch in the address in a GPS, and it. So far, it never failed me. Sometimes you get a little bit discouraged when there's a bunch of roads all over, you know. But it's, I thought it was pretty easy.
Cool. You're like, man, where was this all my life? What about, I see that you're on TikTok. What's going on there?
Yeah.
I see you, Playboy. So you're on TikTok.
Yep.
What are you doing on there? Just posting just videos?
Putting stupid shit out on TikTok. I'm not even... I'm just sharing stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not even,
whatever you feel like.
Yeah, whatever I feel like.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, once they find out, they're going to have questions, and it's a perfect platform for you to talk to the audience and say, "Hey, this is what it was. I have a question." Like there's a whole bunch of people like us that are just like, "Wow." So I think you're going to do just good. And you got this guy over here, the millions upon millions of views helping you out. What about, like, going out? Do you drink now? You have a little drink here and there? Or, like, living
I did a little bit after I left. I did a little bit. It's not really... I have too much to lose for drinking. And I'm a single guy, you know. I cannot... If I go out, I got to get an Uber, or I got to call somebody for a ride and stuff.
Right, yeah.
It's just not really. I never was. I always like a little drink or so.
Yeah.
But I'm not much into a lot of alcohol.
That's good, by the way.
Well, when you talk about that pulls up something in my mind that I know a friend of mine loves to reference it if we're out drinking or going a little crazy. He pulls up the word Rumspringa. And so Rumspringa is, I guess, has something to do with the Amish community and stuff like that. Can you tell me a little bit?
Okay, so the Rumspringa word comes from the Pennsylvania Amish. And the Pennsylvania Amish, they have... Where when you're 16 to 18, you have a chance to go out and try the English world. You can go drive cars, whatever you want to do, pretty much, in their eyes, as long as it's in the law respective. And so when they go out, that's what they mean, let's go Rumspringa. They go out when they're 16 to 18, they go out drinking to whatever the hell they can do, or whatever... It's much how they can raise, pretty much. Now, I do know a couple retired detectives that were in Pennsylvania, and I talked to them some about it, and they were talking about how the Amish had a habit. Let's say they pull the horses, go in the middle of the road, and the guy fell asleep. So what they do, what the Amish boys had a habit doing, is the... Cops pulls him over, try to pull him over. He goes up front and stops. He jumps out quick, and the horse is just trotting. While he hands his hand up to stop the horse, so the horse stops. He grabs the horse. So the Amish boy just jumps off the buck and run in the cornfield. Now the cop's like, what do I do?
Yeah.
Now he got to go tie it. In the meantime, give their bad. Yeah, if I was a cop in that area... I knew a lot of these boys' tricks.
Oh, you'd probably be a good cop over there.
I know a lot of these boys, the way they do, and I know all the house layout. Like, they're not going to hide too easy. That I wouldn't be able to find.
Shenanigans.
Yeah.
So they're to and fro from the community. So if you're on a Rumspringa, it's not like you're going on a vacation. And I'll see you. If you go out, you get to explore and do things, and then you come back to the community.
Yep. Or and then if you like it out in the English world, you don't have to come back. They can't hold it against you.
Huh. I'm guessing that's a way to just have at it. And if you don't like it, that means that you're going to be good in our community.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a movie, we'll say, in the English world where they called that a hall pass. Sometimes husbands will go out with the boys and then my wife gave me a hall pass. It doesn't necessarily mean you can meet other women and stuff like that, but you can
also,
you can go out and get drunk and act stupid.
It is kind of a green light.
Yeah, kind of a green light. Exactly. So it's a green light in the Amish world is a Rumspringa.
Okay. What movies have you seen since?
Oh, I watch a lot of Western movies. Oh, I watch a lot of cop movies, a lot of law enforcement movies. Ever since I was out here, I always want to be a private detective. Always thought it would be cool, but because of my height, it's not very, I guess, not very practical.
Well, nowadays, a lot of stuff has to do with technology. So, that's also not practical coming from the Amish, but you learn a lot of have to do with cameras and researching online and doing things and finding out. So a lot of stuff has been technical. It's not like the olden days where you used to, well, I'm sure they still do hide in the car and they take pictures and stuff like that.
I always thought it'd be cool. Not that there's like private work out there, like work for a private company where this dude goes out and he watches, okay, this guy, the insurance fraud or they're cheating or stuff like that. Yeah. I always thought that'd be fun to do. Go out and gather information or like finding people that are hiding from the law or like, I was always intrigued to this.
Like a bounty hunter too.
Like
a bounty hunter type.
That's it. Elmer the bounty hunter. We got it. That's your shtick. You tested in a Geo, right?
Geo Tracker.
Geo Tracker. What are you driving nowadays?
I drive a Subaru.
Oh.
Subaru Forester.
Forester. Right.
Nice car.
Four-wheel drive?
Yep. They're all-wheel drive.
All-wheel drive.
Yep.
So, up there, we don't know down here because down here everything's flat like this table.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, we don't really need it. But up there, yeah, everyone's like, well, you need all the wheels to be able to drive. Like,
yep.
Really? Two wheels?
Where I live, you kind of want that or... You can get away with, if you have two-wheel drive, little car, you'll be okay as long as it's studded tires and front-wheel drive if you're a good driver. But the thing is, if you get invited to your buddy's house to go hang out or something and his driveway is not cleaned out or it's kind of slope up to the road, you might not make it. Or another thing, if it's not all-wheel drive, you hit black ice at night when the sun's out and you're going, you can't see it. And you happen hit it, it can throw you off that road so quick.
Yeah, we didn't talk about it because we're summer all year long here.
Yeah,
winter time you don't have stuff, you don't have heater. You what are you guys building fires?
Yep, that's what they do in the winter time. They have kitchen stove and they cook with wood, and then also there's living room. Stove that they keep it warm with wood.
Because I'm thinking about wood fire grill and tastes good. And you guys use sauces and things, or what's the like? Give me the traditional Amish platter.
So we do a lot of all our canning. That stuff comes all from wood heat. Mm. And then when it comes to cutting firewood and stuff. We had to use a cross cut. What we used to do at home, we cut it down with a cross cut saw, two-man saw, and then we cut it up in lengths, however lengths you want to pick up, and put it on a sled with pipes on both sides, bobsled it's called, with two horses. And then we take it up, we pile it all up, and then one day we'd have a gather homecoming where there was eight of us boys. We get together and we bust it all up one day. There might be 70 cords we bust up, and then, we fill the wood sheds up, and a lot of time the boys, they split the wood and stuff. The boys don't really have any business in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So, when I left...
What was the meal like?
So...
Venice, I'm assuming, because you're a deer hunter. Venice.
Yeah, we had venison, beef. We had cows. My father always tried to butcher a couple hawks. Or pecs. Mm-hmm, but in the morning we'd had, ever since I was like 5 years old until I was probably 19, I would eat five eggs in the morning.
Mm.
And I like my eggs. And then we'd have a toast or something. Then we also had a bowl of fruit that comes around. We scoop fruit out. Every
Sounds
meal
delicious.
We'd be eating fruit.
Yeah.
So yeah, I bet you my mom had close to 1,500 quarts. Canning food in the cellar enough where you'll be able to live for 2 years if things don't go right, you know.
Well, I'm interested to hear, it's only been a year that you've been out, But moving forward, all these experiences and everything, make sure you keep up to date and letting everyone know, because it's very interesting coming from, you know, that way of life into now out in the English land or whatever you call it, with all the technology and everything. And I want to keep up to date, so I'm going to follow you for sure on your TikTok. I'm going to put you out there so everyone can the link up. So what do you know your TikTok name on there?
Yeah, I believe I call it Dreamcatcher.
Dreamcatcher. Let me look you up. So we're going to put it up on the screen so everyone can go follow.
Dreamcatcher. All right.
What, Justin, you got anything?
No, yeah. No, it's very, very interesting. Like I said, that I've had experience with Amish before, with the Amish. So it's, you know, it's just cool to hear a little bit more about it and hear from you.
Yes. For that part, there's a lot of them will come on. They come to me and they're like, Elmer, these Amish, they said they don't do this. I just want to know, let the people know that there's like, I don't know, 30 to 50 different Amish.
Yeah.
So when somebody tells you, oh, you don't do this, it means that they don't do it in their Amish, but they do it in
other communities. Yeah, sure.
It's, and that's where, I think that's where miscommunication. And they do pay taxes like we do, land tax, school tax.
Yeah.
That was in their agreement. So they have their law, their rules.
Yeah, so you can say Amish is a way of life where you follow religion and everything, but within that umbrella, without the plastic see-through, within that umbrella, there's different communities under there, and they each have their different ways of going about it. But it's all the general focus.
Yep, exactly. And also, like, when it comes to fishing, hunting, all that stuff, or on the road, they have to follow the law like we do out here. There's... If they get in trouble with the law, they'd be shunned or something.
Shunned. I'd probably get shunned a lot over there. Well, with that being said, I want to thank you for joining us. Dave, you got anything?
Thanks for having me on there.
Thank you for bringing Elmer, and you have to bring him back whenever he's in town. Hold on. You want to?
He is exceptional.
Yeah.
Great dude, man. I feel privileged to have him.
Yeah, no.
Buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Brother.
There you go. So we gotta. Whenever you're back in town, you're more than welcome, because you drove in. You're more than welcome to join us here on a Donut Shop podcast. Justin, you got anything?
Nope. Yep. That was good. Thank you very much.
That mug is for you. I don't know if you're allowed to have it.
Oh, but. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't worry. I wasn't
Donut
shunned.
Shop podcast.
I wasn't shunned, so you could receive it from me.
Nice.
There you go.
I'm going to hang on to that.
That's what I'm talking
about. I'll send you a picture of me drinking a cup of coffee when I get home.
That's it.
Nice.
I like the way he says coffee. I like it. All right. Okay, nice. Have a good one.
You too.
Calling all units. Calling all units. Donut Shop has a fresh dozen. Go ahead and take a 1040.